This is Dr. Char.
This is Professor Feather.
This is the Midnight Play Some Video Games Gadfly.
This is Dr. Head. And you are experiencing...
All right, listeners, we are on the silky Sunday afternoon on Sane Radio. Thank you for stopping by. We are going to talk about our favorite movies that we saw because of the podcast. The podcast. All right, so we're going to start off... this episode we're gonna talk about some of the episodes we did of movies that we might not have seen or we saw because of the podcast itself, and I think there's a bunch of them that I've.
Oh, that's what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
I totally misunderstood.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, cut Professor Feather off. Cut him off.
What did you think we were gonna do?
Yeah. Feather, I can't hear you now.
I thought we were just doing favorite episodes or favorite movies.
Yeah,
I didn't know that they had to that we hadn't seen them before or any of that.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Or obscure.
No, that's fine too.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do whatever I thought was good that we did.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yep. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. I just
move on.
Yep. We can still cut him off, but that's fine.
Hey, you're not a boss.
Exactly.
I'll move on when I want to fucking move.
We'll edit this portion.
All right. So let's start off with Dr. Head.
Hmm. Boy, do I start off with a really good one or a not so good one? I'm going to start off with a good one, and I think this is going to be a high on all of our lists. Maybe the absolute best movie that this show has forced me to watch. Dave Made a Maze.
Dave made a maze.
That's an overlap, yeah.
I just absolutely loved that movie, and I would never have probably found out about it had it not been for this show. And we've all loved it and seen it. It's so innovative. I've shown it to other people who all come away feeling the exact same way that we all did and are telling their friends, and now they're having parties and watching it. Mike, it's so good.
Nice. Yeah, no, I loved it too, and I love the one scene where they all become cardboard, and they're having to run through that. You have the cardboard vagina, you have the cardboard, and the beast that's made out of cardboard that's chasing, what is it? Oh, it's a minotaur, right?
Minotaur.
Yeah.
Taste the beast. Yeah.
But I love that one. And I was the one that introduced it, but I found it through another podcast. You know what I mean? That they had introduced it, and I watched it, and I thought, oh, we got to talk about this one. So it was a good, really good. The podcast was B-Movie Mania, just to, I think we all know I'm a fan. So what about you, Professor Feather?
Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, fucking love that one.
Mm-hmm. Which, it was kind of a discovery, I think, for all of us. And I ended up really liking it. Thought it was a really good movie. I was going to look up because the director has just done a couple other things that I thought was kind of noteworthy, but I never did, so forget that. I liked it. It's got one of my favorite actors in it of all time, Kurt Russell.
Yep.
I just think he's great. The script is fantastic.
Yes.
It's just a really, really good script, and the story is just so bizarre and fairly,
scary,
and scary.
Horrifying, yes.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing movie. So that's my first pick.
And the lack of music is something else that you love.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not a lot of music.
No, there isn't.
Which makes it that much. Yeah,
that's right. That's, it feels like it's real because it doesn't feel symphonic.
We talked about that at the time.
Yeah.
I said that's my, I don't, you know, I'm
yeah, you don't
critical
like music
of music.
So you can hear all the horrifying screaming and screaming.
Yeah, well, it was, during like the big fight scene where the arrows are coming and being stuck and there's no music. It's just you hear the grunts and groans and the screams,
right?
And it's like Saving Private Ryan. You know, it's like it is just so horrific. No, I agree. This was on my list too, Professor Feather, Bone Tomahawk, because it was like, wow, this is a really great movie. Yeah, no, I thought it was
a genre
solid.
That was turned on its head, you know, which mm-hmm. is always a great thing right there. Yeah. And that, yes. you know, that was just another plus for it. Just a beautiful movie.
And a great cast. Like, not yes. just Kurt mm-hmm. Russell, it was Patrick Wilson, Matthew yep. Fox, yep. David Arquette, Richard Jenkins, who's yep. always
Sid
awesome.
Sid Haig was in it, too.
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Well, it's just like true pulp. That's what I love so much about it. Like, this is a true pulp horror. Like, you start off thinking it's a Western with horror tones. Like, you know, you got two genres yep. together, you know, yes. kind of. And it is just feels bleak and realistic. And that's what I, yeah, fantastic movie.
What was the other Western that was kind of like this? It had the underground.
Shakiest Gun in the West?
Burrowers? Was that it? They were like,
I think so, yeah.
They like,
was it like a Tremors report?
Traveled in this, in a way, but it was kind of weird. Anyway, it took place in a Western thing. It was like that, but it was kind of interesting.
I don't think I've seen it.
I love Bone Tomahawk too, because Sean Young, the actor, makes an appearance and she's almost unrecognizable.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's true.
And yep. she's really good. Mrs. Porter is who she yeah. is. So.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, she is really good.
Isn't much bad about the movie.
No, there really isn't. Yeah, cinematography, yeah. everything. You know, it's just amazing. So, all right, what about you, Dr. Tarr?
Well, going back to what I thought we had fun with a lot was motivational growth when all of us were... It was just fun listening to everybody's comments when we first... When we were looking, seeking some really odd things to look at, and it was just, anyway.
Yeah,
we had a fun conversation. Seeking odd things to look at.
Touché.
That was on my list too.
Yeah, mine too. And I like that one because we all said we were iffy on it while we were watching it, and that it kind of like it grew on us.
That's right.
You know, it really did.
Coalesced.
Right. It coalesced. Yeah. It was great. That was one that I thought was, you know, I really marveled at that. And then we had all these divergent theories, and we actually got contacted by the filmmaker, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, right. I love that part because he goes, one of you were right. And he didn't tell us who.
He never said which one.
That's fantastic. I know. I'd love that. We never did ask him to be on the show. I would love that.
Oh, we should. Yeah, we should definitely ask
him. Yeah, just reach out.
Yeah, I would like to. I'd watch it again, you know.
And the same thing with the guy from the Greasy Strangler. Bring him in.
That's another one.
Well, wait a minute.
Hey, wait.
Oh, now you got your first. Hey, before we move on.
Yeah.
The name of that episode was Long Pig Roast.
With Nolan's Nolan sauce.
So my pick is going to be Greasy Strangler.
Are you kidding me? I was just making a joke.
No, I really liked Greasy Strangler.
Because it's not on my list.
It slipped out of your hands, we know. So yeah,
I couldn't type anymore with my the greasy typer.
I just marvel at the fact that it was made, and it is as weird as it is, and it is what is his name, the actor who had it made. He played Frodo, right? What is that guy's name?
Oh, I know.
Really, Frodo?
John Adams.
No, that was Sam.
Oh, that's right. That was Sam Gamgee.
Yeah. Oh, I know who you're talking about. God damn it.
I can see him. I can see his little front
Elijah
face.
Wood.
John C. Reilly?
Elijah Wood.
It's Elijah Wood.
John C. McGinnis.
John C. McGinnis.
No, Elijah Wood is the one. And he's been producing a lot of really strange stuff.
Strange
you know?
Stuff, yeah.
And like,
well, bravo, man.
Yeah.
Well, get out there.
He brought, what was the Australian one about the dog? The guy that was the dog in a dog costume.
Wilford.
The dingo ate your baby?
Wilford. Yeah.
Wilford.
And both series were great. The original Australian one was great, and the one that Elijah Wood did was really good. But the Greasy Strangler, to me, was one that I was just, like, hating. You know what I mean? Until I got done. And I actually still hated it until we had talked about it on the podcast. Seriously. And now I've watched it, like, two or three times since. Just
why?
To be like, Greasy Strangler.
How racist. Oh.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what it is I like about it. I think I really like the music. It's really almost...
Oh, that adds a lot to it, yes.
The Devo. Yeah. I like the son. You know, his son, who, is, you know, I don't know. Yeah, there's just, it's so...
He was at our Cinema Wasteland, the last one, I thought. No, she was.
She was, yeah. We met her.
Hottie Toddy.
Disco Cutie. Yeah.
Disco, oh, disco Hootie Cutie. Tootie Disco Hottie Cutie. Hootie Tootie Disco Cutie. Wow, that's right.
So yeah, that was that was good. All right, so we are back to Dr. Head.
Well, I think one of my more recent ones that I guess it was an obscure film that I kind of enjoyed would be last we talked about this well, not recently, called Heavier Trip.
Oh, loved it.
Excuse me.
Finnish movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just because I never would have watched
it. That's
Swedish.
Yes, it's Finnish. It's Finnish. A little different.
Yeah, Finnish. Come on, Finnish.
Yes, Finnish. That's right. We're done, Dr. Head.
Right to the edge. Bracket.
We're already at 7 minutes. Let's get out of here.
To high gloss.
That's right. Yeah, it was just silly. We talked about it ad nauseum. It was just goofy enough to like be in my memory, because I had to search back on our entire list, like, what the hell have we talked about? I don't remember, to find the ones that I thought, oh, okay, this is fun. And I thought this was definitely a fun movie. It was uneven, but there's a lot of humor and a lot of good metal stuff, and we don't often get that going, so I was happy.
No scared shitless.
And Montag was happy as well. That's right, it's No Scared Shitless.
You can watch Heavy Trip, the original one, on Tubi, and I highly recommend it. Because
that's on my list.
It is great, and it's worth the commercials. You know, having to put up with the commercials is really good.
Yeah,
I got a system for that, so I don't mind.
Same here. Yeah, because it times about when I have to pee these days. You know,
does it? Sure. Yeah. I read. I'll read.
Yeah. Well, I read when I pee.
Because there's usually like a minute or two. You know, I can get quite a bit done in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Well, I read when I pee. I have two hands.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay.
He reads a sign that says, aim, pee, aim down. Aim here. Aim, pee here.
Lift lid.
I was going to say. Lift lid.
No, just live alone. Don't have to lift lid.
No, I meant lid. Not the seat. The lid. I have that. I have to do that. So. I thought that was everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Right, so we're on
heavier metal. That's a good one.
Yeah. There was a lot of good stuff in there. We talked about cinematography and
sure. Yeah.
That's fun.
And something pretty different. You know.
Yes.
Yeah. I probably would not have looked at it had I seen the guy in the death metal makeup. I probably would have been like, oh, I get it. But just on the
That's exactly what I did. And then he said, we're going to watch it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, it surprised me. I'm like, oh, this is good. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, Professor Feather, next on your list.
I thought it was a good... This is more the episode than the list, than one thing.
Sure,
because this was back in the days when we were actually, you know, talk about a couple of movies, and that was planned.
Mm-hmm.
And episode 42, we did A Boy and His Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of my all-time favorite science fiction movies. I love that movie for some odd fucking reason. And then the other movie we talked about was Kill Chain.
That's on my list.
Was that on your list? Yep. So I won't talk about that one. You can talk about that one.
No, that's all right.
You know, A Boy and His Dog. But we did both of those in one episode. Plus, we also gave a plug out to Gage Black, Hell's Revenge.
Oh, nice.
Not by Mark Justice. We talked about that. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I just thought it was a good episode. You know, going back, because I did what you said, Dr. Ed, because we've done 330-plus episodes. No way I'm going to remember everything we did.
Yeah.
So I just started going through them and looking at the descriptions. And I'm going, oh, fuck, I can do almost every episode. Because, to be honest, almost every episode we've ever done, I've enjoyed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's only been a couple that, you know, maybe I hated the movie so bad that, you know, everybody...
I don't think Scared Shitless is on that list.
Scared, That was the next one I was going to bring up my next time around. But so anyway, but yeah, Kill Chain, I thought, you know, that was a surprise to me. I thought it was a really good movie. I thought it was just, you know, kind of a bizarre, you know, action film. And it's, you know, our obsession with Nicolas Cage, you know, continuing. But A Boy and His Dog, I don't know. I just think that's a classic science fiction movie. L.Q. Jones, who's an actor, great actor, was the director, and I think he did a marvelous job. Who stars in it as the dog?
Don Johnson. Oh, I'm sorry. Don's Johnson.
And it's just it's
and Jason Robards.
It's a satire. Yeah. Pure and simple. It's 100% satire.
Was it written by?
Oh, Harlan Ellison.
There you go.
One of my favorite science fiction. And he didn't like it very well. That's true. But he was very exacting. And he was an asshole in love. Just saying. So, but anyway, anybody else, anything you want to say about Kill Chain or A Boy and His Dog?
I love Kill Chain because I'd never even heard of it. And you said we're going to watch it. And as soon as we see Nick Cage is in it, I'm like, that is probably the actor who takes the most chances with movies living today. I would say he just really kind of goes at all kinds of things.
And picks some Spider Noir.
He's in my all-time favorite movie adaptation. I think that is one of the greatest movies ever. That's one of the greatest performances. Did he win an Oscar for that? If he didn't, he fucking should. That should have
both of them. Yeah.
For which movie?
Adaptation.
But he goes from that. He goes from that to like Long Legs and Color from Space.
Oh no, he's not.
We're all over.
We got the list. We got the list because those are.
You're right. That's what I said. We had all that. Yeah,
I was talking about Cage, but anyway.
No, I know. That's what I said. My list is a lot of his movies,
and it doesn't always hit. It's not always good.
No,
but he's also a working actor.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And he can't always make the big hits. Sometimes he's got to make the smaller movies that keep the checks coming in. So, you know, because like some of his movies are terrible, but then he's done some amazingly wonderful movies. So, I'll take a chance partly because of you guys and how much you love Nick Cage. Mm-hmm. You know, the Raging Cage, and it's become like okay, I get it. I'm carrying that kind of mania into any Nick Cage movie, especially ones like, well, I won't mention it because we might come up on the list. Yeah. So, anyway.
Dr.
Char, admit, he does a good Rage in the Cage.
Before we move on,
okay. Yep.
Episode 42 is titled Say It Like Don Pardo. Okay, now you can move on.
No, thank
you. Dr. Char.
I don't. Specific one. Strawberry Mansion. That was something I would never have watched on my, list. On my own.
On my list, yep.
Yeah.
I really like that. That was,
A different movie.
Yes.
A very different
movie. A more gentle telling of a story. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And the connection through it, yeah.
It doesn't have a comparison. You don't like say it's like this movie. It's like that movie. And I think there's very few we have seen some of those movies, you know what I mean? Like that we watch. And some of the ones that are like other movies are purposely like other movies or other media, you know, that are awesome. So yeah, I loved Strawberry Mansion. So that's
Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise, you know, to see it, never having heard of it, and you know, and experiencing. I thought it was.
That was really a Professor good. Feather. Yeah, that was when.
Oh, can I go back? No, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did watch it. Before I suggested it.
I did watch it before. All right, so it's my turn. I'm going to go with what is it? Hundreds of Beavers, Thousands of Beavers.
I figured somebody was going to.
Yeah,
bring that
it's
up.
On mine. It's on my list.
I didn't have it on my list because I knew it would be on somebody's.
Yeah.
All of these actually have not been on my list because I knew almost all of them somebody would have on their list. Yeah.
But I'm
like you, Dr. Head. My list is pretty long.
So is mine.
That's the only thing of mine is that's long.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Not as long as Tar's list.
Tar doesn't have a list.
I got it. I got it tucked in.
List Envy. List Envy. There's our, there's the title of the show. List Envy.
Hundreds of beavers, like, could have gone off the rails at any moment, right? And, like, it could have been...
Oh, it didn't?
It's too long. It's, no.
It is a little too long, yeah.
I don't think it is too long.
Oh, no. I didn't think so either.
No, that's what I thought they...
Oh, when I said that, I meant in the kindest way. I mean, that was... Right. Going off the rails, but that was just
Going off the rails. I agree. Yeah. I mean, it went off the rails all the time, not in a bad way.
Right.
It just wasn't in a bad
way. Yeah, right. That last like half hour is cool. The zaniness is yes, it's like watching a Bugs Bunny cartoon or a Warner Brothers.
That was that was what I was talking about. Where we have some that are derivative, but they're derivative in a very let me strike that out, in a unique manner. So, because it is unique. It is something that they use, you know, green screen and costumes and no dialogue, you know, that it just, it is.
Cartoony.
And shaped like a video game.
Yeah, video game and a Bugs Bunny cartoon. I mean, that's
Well, but I mean, it's ultimately a video game has all these elements in it. You know,
right? Right, because you got to get the resources to get the next big power up. Which gets you to do more things, which gets you more resources for the power up.
and it's really hard if you've never seen it out there, viewers, listeners. It's hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
What it is exactly and how it was done, because it was done in this, just all kinds of media were kind of incorporated and pushed together and done on a very low budget. It really was not a big budget. And I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. The creator, Herculean task, knowing the backstory of the movie and everything. Just great. You know, these are people that really, truly love to make a fucking movie and will go to lengths to make it.
What was the other one they did?
Lake Erie Monster.
Lake Erie Monster.
Which wasn't as good by any means. It was way uneven, but it was the precursor. He was feeling. He was feeling the things out. And
Mike Chesick. You
know, right.
Mike Chesick.
What is it?
Mike Chesick is the director and the main guy.
And
You could really see it. You could see where the origins were in that movie. Okay, this is the start of it, and it must have just kept on building to you see that. That's kind of cool.
And I've recommended that to several friends, and all of them at some point send me a text going, Jesus, that was fucking hilarious, or that was so much fun, or whatever, you know, or bizarre. But you have to recommend it to the right people, because there's people I know.
Yes.
If I recommend it to them, they're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck's this?
Right. Most of the stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So we are back to. Oh, shit. Dr. Head.
All right, I got somebody on this list. The next one, since we all like Nick Cage, and we made a reference to this last episode, Drive Angry.
Yeah,
I did not want to watch this movie, as in spite of what you told me, Gadfly, about how good it is. I'm like, it was only because how I respect your opinion. Like, okay, I'm like, well. This better be fucking good, Gadfly.
Hey, I didn't make you. I didn't make you watch. What is that? Shit Happens or whatever.
Yeah, Shit Happens. That's right.
Scared Shitless.
Scared Shitless. Yeah, that's right. I love like the. No. It was just I just thought it was so silly and over the top, but perfectly so. You know, when you realize tongue planted firmly in cheek, like, oh, we are going to go for a ride. Then you just like let it all go, because you know it's going to be just kind of a little silly. We're going to, you know, and that's what makes it entertaining. If it was too grounded in reality, it would not have worked in any means.
Yeah.
But kind of that little wink to the audience, like, let's just have some fun here. Oh, then it's a great movie.
Yeah, and we've got to save a baby. I love Drive Angry. When I watched it, I thought it was really, it was a surprise again. But I'm a person that if it says Nick Cage, I'm just gonna watch it. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'll give it a try. You know, just because it's.
But it was pretty good.
It was.
Yeah.
He's basically he's escaped hell, and he's a driver that is trying to save this baby that's going to be sacrificed by this cult. And it's funny because they don't tell you that at first, and you see all this crazy stuff that he does, and you're like, what the fuck, you know? And then at some point when they explain it, you're like, oh, okay, you know. That makes way more sense.
I liked it. I liked having that little bit of a mystery, you know, not knowing exactly what.
Absolutely. All right,
and the reveal.
Yeah. Professor Feather.
Oh, geez. I'm going to totally fuck you people over.
It's okay.
I'm going to go with, it was, let me see, I got it down here somewhere.
Scared Shitless?
Not there. Scared Shitless, yeah. Oh, no. It was actually way, way back. Episode 22.
Wow.
It was, it was an interview I did with Uncle Roy Hoggins.
Right.
And we just redid it, you know, re-put it out. And I listened to it when I was looking through your thing. I said, okay, I'm going to listen to it. And I listened, I laughed my fucking ass off again listening to it, because he was funny. He was a very funny guy.
And irreverent.
And I just thought it was a pretty good episode. Tar couldn't make the call, so it was just me and him. But I just enjoyed it so much, and I thought he was so entertaining, you know, and just off the cuff good humor, I thought, and as raunchy as you want to get, you know. But I don't know, so that just kind of going through the list, I'm going, oh shit, I totally forgot, because we did a couple of them. We also did the one where Jorgen Renfield and Jorg.
That's really early one.
That's like pretty early. I think that was like early. Episode 11 or something.
That's on Same Theater that we put that, you know.
We put it, it was in Same Theater originally. And we just redid them.
No, that one's hilarious. That is a work of art. So I said, I every once in a while listen to that one, because I'm like, you guys just did that off the cuff. And I'm like,
totally.
To me, that is Tarn Feather. That is that off the cuff stuff that you guys do is always my favorite stuff. So
that was another one.
You can also just hear you guys having a good time. You know what I mean? And whatever that keyboard music is that you're doing in the background is amazing. You know, this is like, I would like, I'm going to see this in New York, you know, off Broadway on a stage, you know, with
if the pavement's hot.
It would have fucking gone over. You got to listen to that one, Dr.
I
think it's episode 11 or something.
It was pretty early on. Yeah.
Really? I thought it was earlier.
That's where you're living, goddammit. Jesus.
No, that we actually did it. I mean,
you did it way earlier.
Oh, no, we did it. No, that was Unsane
Theater. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
From a few years before,
Right.
Theater. Sorry, my bad.
Unsane Theater,
Yeah, just kind of.
We did a couple of them, We did the one with my tirade on a Star Trek movie. I just fucking went off the rails on how much I hated the movie.
Which one?
I don't know. All of them.
It was no. There was
Star Trek.
There was one that was so bad because you attacked. What was it? It was you just going off on it so bad. You go, can you cut that out? And I did. Because it was, you know, you attacking it, and you could just hear Blue Fez deflating in the background.
That
was.
I never have learned to keep my mouth shut.
It's all right. We have editing, so it's good. And I'll have to edit this part out so that nobody knows that I edited that part out.
Henry, we're going to redact
that's
the files.
That's what they told the guy with... That's what they told the guy with Tourette's syndrome at the beat.
So there's my pick. Who's next?
I think it is Dr. Tar.
Any of our free-for-alls, I've always enjoyed those. Yep, so we just
I agree.
Come out swinging and just talking whatever. Kind of like this, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not as much structure. Football. Yeah, to swing in it.
Yeah, well, it just whatever randomly kind of comes up when we talk about it. I just thought that kind of.
Well, and
organic flow.
We do free for alls whenever there's a bad movie, too. I mean, if you think about what we just did with,
last episode, Scared Shitless.
Scared Shitless.
Oh, my God, how many times do I have to say it?
No, it's all good.
We appreciate the space. All right, I'm going to go with, I don't know who chose this one, Mandy, another Nicolas Cage. I don't remember who picked it.
Mandy.
Yeah,
I don't remember the movie.
The Nicolas Cage.
I think I did.
Yeah, it might be, I think you were the one who told me about it, and it's Nicolas Cage where his girlfriend gets kidnapped by a cult, and these like murder bikers that snort cocaine and do this weird fucked up drug, and it's just a fever dream. So yeah, I can't believe you don't remember it. I mean, you've got Bill Duke making him a fucked up axe.
Well, let me interject. He was not a part of the podcast at that time.
Oh, okay. It was that early?
Dr. Tarp,
I was just starting to really worry.
This was episode 19.
Really?
I had been on a couple times, but not steadily. I wasn't a steady girlfriend yet.
Not yet. Yeah, you come on late, a little bit later.
Like 30s, I think, maybe.
I did not know that. I thought that was way later. That's crazy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was only 19. Well, Dr. Head, you should watch it.
Mandy, okay.
It is.
It's a good movie. It's a pretty good movie.
All right. Yeah, it is crazy. And everybody in it is really good. Originally, Nick Cage wanted to play they wanted Nick Cage to play the cult leader in that movie. And he said, no, I want to play the main, the main guy or whatever. So they got
the hero or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, what is his name? Panos Cosmatos is the director. But Linus Roach, that's the guy who plays the cult leader.
Cult leader, yeah.
And he is great. I mean, it is a fever dream. That's the whole movie is just a crazy fever dream. It's got all kinds of pop culture references in it. It's only his second movie. I have not seen his first movie. You have, right, Professor Feather?
Yes.
What was that one?
His first movie.
I get the ironic.
I do remember that I saw it, but I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, it was Beyond the Black Rainbow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But his dad was a famous, I don't know if he's a director or a cameraman or something like that. But he worked on Tombstone, and he worked with Guillermo del Toro and that stuff.
Oh, really?
His dad was somebody who had been in Hollywood for a long time. But yeah, Mandy's great.
William Thompson. What?
Yeah, it was one of those movies that everybody started talking about, and then I think Dr. Tarr said, "Hey, you should watch Mandy," and I did, and I just thought, "Wow, that's fucking crazy."
Now let's talk. Let's talk about. Okay, are you done? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Well, I was just gonna say, let's talk about the description because I'm kind of curious if you guys remember why we had this description for this particular episode. It was episode 19, and it was called Brought to You by Jell-O. And the description says, your indomitable host, Dr. Tarr, Professor Feather, and the Midnight Gadfly discuss Nick Cage in the actor spotlight this week. Keeping with Cage, the movie spotlight is the whacked out film Mandy 2018. Another good therapy station brought to you by Jell-O. Hey. So what the fuck is the Jell-O?
Oh, the collars. All the colors were like...
Oh, that's right.
Jello colors.
Jello. Oh, that's
right. Jello
colors.
Jello.
Jello. And then it bastardized the Jello. Fantastic.
Okay. Anyway.
Jello Biafra.
Move on.
Yeah, but it was a great, and it has another like off the hinge Nick Cage drinking and freaking out like he did in Leaving Las Vegas,
Well, the whole movie is like,
I think that's in his contract. Like every three movies, he's got to have at least one scene like that.
When I think that whole scene was like a reference.
The whole
to that
scene movie. Was the movie. Yeah, it
yeah. Just, yeah. His drinking part in that, because I read about, you know, an interview with Cosmos, and he goes, that was, we agreed that would be a reference to Leaving Las Vegas, which he won an Oscar for, you know, and since has not been given any Oscar-like parts, you know, since adaptation. And I thought that was great, you know. But he's really good in it. Like, it's not just over the top. It's like you can understand that's how that character would feel.
Right. Say,
Professor yeah. Feather just did a Dr. Tarr by showing us his crotch.
Can't see my big monitor.
All right.
So I can see all of it.
All those all at the top of the tool shed.
I'm going to have to go. Will now be on OnlyFans page where he'll be twerking and yeah. humping his desk like J.D. Vance humps a couch.
I'm going to have to go find an early childhood therapist because I'm pretty sure that's where it all began.
That's right. You were a splinter that kept on going.
All right, Dr. Head, what's your next pick?
Oh, the Russian movie Vi, or V. Supernatural kind of.
I was going to say that, yeah. Or, that
yeah, about the priest who's like an acolyte and going to overwatch the recently dead and perform these ceremonies. And it brings up all this great horror, and there's witchcraft and all kinds of things. I just recently saw a remake of this, like a Czechoslovakian remake. It wasn't as good. But I just thought it was so stylish, and I love the scenes in the tomb, the crypt, were really creepy, and I thought, wow, this is a really fun movie. So there.
What's it called?
Yeah, I just had fun. I got everyone to watch it.
That's three letters, V-I-Y. Vi, yeah. Or V, I think it's V-I.
Vi, I thought it was
or
Vi.
Or Via, Vi, could oh, yeah. be Vi.
I don't
it's
remember.
It's a Russian fantasy.
Yeah, in the 60s, like mid-60s so Russian.
Yeah,
it was Dr. Tarr's pick. And I'd never heard of it. Like, well, okay, let's check it out. I'm like, oh, and it's I like it this so much TV. That I actually found it. Yeah, I found a copy. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That was episode 177.
That was a fucked up film. I forgot about
yes.
that one.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah.
yeah.
No, that's yeah. good.
It's good on the rewatch too. It really is.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch it again because yeah, yeah. that was a pretty good movie.
It was like a couple of the Japanese movies that Tarr had recommended to us.
Yeah.
That I.
It has a style, a look. It yeah. just good storybook look to it, and it's just
yeah,
yeah.
Made in the '60s.
Yep.
Yeah.
yeah,
the year I was born.
The title of the is Comradically Cosmonauty Monks.
Wow, that's a lot
also,
of words for three letters.
Also, Cosmonauty.
That's Jerry for you. He
Jerry,
come right. up with the shit, man. Okay, so we are on to yeah. That was a really good movie. I would highly recommend anybody watching that movie.
That is
a fucking experience and a half. All right, Professor Feather.
Oh, back to me. Oh, geez. The episode where we talked about Phantasm.
Yeah, come on, man. We got a. We did that before. Dr. Head.
That was episode 30. So, yeah, that was probably before Dr. Head.
That was
we've talked about Phantasm quite a lot on the show.
It, one well, of my yeah. favorite movies, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
And,
but didn't we do a Phantasm? I remember sitting in on one. Or at least an episode where we talked about it. I
maybe
think
that was
one.
Maybe that was one of your guests, you know, when you first.
Could have been. So. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I know we've talked. I've talked about it a lot because it's one.
Yeah,
of
we have. To, but he wasn't a part of it. It was just. Yeah. Well, it was just. It looks like I guess the three of us, our faux French host, Dr. Guitar, Professor Plume, and Théon de Minuit, slather on palaver in the form of some swanky fromage as we extol the virtues of the movie Phantasm.
See, it's even better than the title. That's a good description. The have
we
you
talked
seen
about some other stuff in that episode too? I remember.
Yeah, have you
not
seen
just Phantasm?
Phantasm, Dr. Head.
Yes.
Yeah, my love of that is nostalgia, and it's sure. not even that I didn't even watch it when it came out. It was many years later. As a matter of fact, it was probably yeah. maybe 10 years ago that I discovered that and then got into the whole thing. But it was just going, that is the 70s. That is being that kid in the 70s. And what really sold it for me is he has a Roger Zelazny book sitting on his nightstand. And I'm like going, yes! And then I found out...
I did see this in the drive-in. So.
Did you see Fantastic?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's cool.
77? No. About the year? Something like that. Anyway,
79.
It was a movie that my best friend at the time, one of my best friends at the time, the Duke of Charm, loved and kept trying to get me to watch it, and I just wouldn't because I'd see the stuff and I'm like, that looks stupid as fuck, you know. And then I, you know, he passed away, and then I watched it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally understand why, you know, why he liked this movie, and you know, because we both were about the same age and stuff. So yeah, I love that movie.
Fantastic. And it seemed kind of stupid in the beginning, you know, until things started getting revealed and you're going, oh, wait a minute, this is way more complex than what I was going to give it credit for, you know.
Yeah.
I like that about it. It's kind of innovative in some of its ideas.
And you think it's a horror movie, but it's really a science fiction movie.
It's science fiction. Yeah. Science fiction horror.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love all of them. You know, the second one is great because he goes all Sam Raimi on it. And he even, like, acknowledges that by having, like, these specimen bags they find that says Sam and one says Raimi. And, you know, Ash. One says Ash or whatever, you know. So, yeah, that's good. All right, Tar. I'm like a waiter. I just asked him when he has his mouth full of food.
One wafer thin mint, sir.
I'm just chewing the scenery. Sorry. I don't know offhand. I really liked everything we've done, and I can't. Other than times we disagreed a lot, but anyway.
I think it was only
a specific one. A specific one. I don't know. I pass this round. Let me think about it.
Hey, Tar, thanks for putting some effort into my episode. I really appreciate it.
I did, and I still can't. Oh, fuck you guys.
Oh, is it back to me?
Don't make me know or don't.
That's the point of the show.
I can't.
Okay.
All right. So,
well, I can.
I should have looked at. I didn't prepare either, so I should have looked this one up. What was the Japanese one that you had us do that had the multiple stories like ghost stories, Dr. Tar, with the like it had
the Kwaidan? Kwaidan?
The one was the backgrounds that were painted by the director.
That was Kwaidan. Yeah.
Kwaidan. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites because, again, I had never seen anything like that movie. Again, I think it was one that I was not looking forward to seeing. And I don't know why. I just, like, sometimes those Japanese movies are just stupid.
No, I get it.
And crazy. But that was awesome. I mean, that was really good.
So creepy and atmospheric. Really great movie.
Very stylistic.
And that's one of, like... three Japanese movies that we saw that I didn't, you know, one I'd seen before, Kwaidan was great. And I did, when I started doing the research on it, and I actually have the Blu-ray in my list of purchases, but you can't find it for anything less than like $80, you know, for the Blu-ray. And I think it's like a 2-set Blu-ray because it has a bunch of stuff behind the scenes. Or maybe it's the one I want is $80 because it has all the stuff behind the scenes. There might be cheaper ones. It was just when I started reading about it and the fact that the guy, those backgrounds were all painted by the director by himself, and that he was just like obsessed with that movie from the entire time, the whole like set direction or set design and all that stuff. And I love that kind of practical effect kind of thing that we don't get a lot of anymore, you know, like the we've
in that color too.
The colors are amazing.
Vibrant and just pretty amazing.
The performances, it was kind of eerie, it was kind of mystical, charming, you know, it just had all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I really, really liked that one. That was mine.
My damn, nice.
All right, we are... I'm out of order now because Dr. Tarr fucked me up.
We go back to Dr. Tarr. That'll bring us back to normal. Give us one now, Dr. Tarr.
Like what?
Like House!
That's a good one. I thought about that one. We did talk about House. And that kind of falls in that category of
House who?
House.
Yeah, it was on my list. I was going to say, we'll keep it talking about Japanese. Okay, House. Yeah, House is great.
Yeah, again,
but
yeah,
that was a crazy.
It's ridiculous. Crazy
movie. Yeah.
It's Scooby Doo.
Yeah. Scooby Doo. Poltergeist. Mm-hmm. Just all sorts of crazy ish.
Right. It's all brought together. And because it's. The comedy still involves some of these girls dying and in terrible ways, you know?
Yeah.
But the goofiest effects are possible.
Yes. And the ridiculousness of some of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's also, like you had mentioned, there's a fairy book or, you know, kind of storybook quality to the set design and the house design. I love the way the movie looks, you know, and it just, it's like, here's, we're nowhere working within film. We're going to, let's see what we can do with a film to make it look very cool.
And so, supposedly, it's based on his daughter's dreams. She pictures that she made.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So. That's cool.
Yeah, and her fear of the well, you know, it's very, very strange. But I love that one. That was great. Again, another one that I have on my list for DVD or, you know, Blu-rays to buy because I really enjoyed that movie. I want to watch it again. All right. How about you, Dr. Head?
Well, then I will bring up my last Japanese title for this one, Paprika.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that one.
Really? Yeah. Because I wasn't, you know, the original idea was like trying to find obscure movies. I'm like, okay, well, V is kind of obscure and motivational growth. But I thought, I didn't know how obscure Paprika was. But we kind of opened it up to discussion, but to movies that we'd never have probably known about without the show. And for me, Paprika was just so good. We love it all for all the reasons. But it is an exceptional anime. And it's also well known in the younger anime community. We're late to the game. Okay, so yeah, Paprika is just fantastic.
And what's the other one that he did? Blue Fish or Blue or something Blue? Perfect Blue?
Submarine?
Perfect Blue?
I think it was Perfect Blue, isn't it called?
I don't know.
That's what there was.
That's the one I want to see. And it was funny because I had a student who said she was really into this kind of stuff, and I said, "Oh, I just watched Paprika," and she goes, I've not heard of that one. And then she came back and she goes, I just saw it at a theater. They played it at a theater in like Bryan, Ohio. There's this little theater that plays all kinds of strange movies, you know, throughout the week. And she goes, then I went out and watched, I think it's called Perfect Blue, she said. This Paprika is going to be playing at the Michigan Theater on April 3rd this year. But Satoshi Kon is the director. Yeah, Perfect Blue is the other one, 1997. Paprika was 2006. 2003 was Tokyo Godfathers. Millennium Actress, 2001. Paranoia Agent, 2004. I need to go watch all of these. You know what I mean? Like after seeing Paprika, I'm like, there's so many. You know, and
it's a really good movie.
Really good. Yeah. And again, I'm not prone to these kind of movies, but there are ones that are just amazing.
They stand out, I think.
They do. Yeah. And Paprika.
But there again, it's like everything. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah. They just do their thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on Tubi, but have you seen Redline? I really like the style, the animation. It's anime, but it's not. I like the design of it. It's just kind of fun. Just crazy fantasy, sci-fi, what it is, big race on a planet. Yeah.
The one thing that I really appreciate about anime and all of the stories coming out of like Japan and Korea is that they don't have Western tropes. You know what I mean? Like some of the stuff they do is so bizarre and so out there. You know that you're.
It's all their tropes. Yeah. It's
yeah. Just, well, I don't even know if it is. Like it could be that you know some cultures don't adhere to tropes for entertainment. You know what I mean? Like they don't feel they don't find comfort in that kind of formula that I think a lot of Americans do. I think they really find comfort in formula. All right.
Well,
so,
but you mean Japanese popular entertainment?
Yeah, like
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I think with the anime, there's a lot more experimentation that's preferred and accepted.
Right.
But there's a lot of tropes and formula that are repeated, like in the tokusatsu stuff, like the Ultraman series, and et cetera. Yeah, et cetera.
That's what I said. I don't know. So I was saying maybe there are. I was wondering, like, wouldn't it be great if there was a culture that just did not have tropes? They just literally were freeform. You know, it's a free fall.
Right. What was Dr. Head, I found it on YouTube for a little bit, but it was like, it was Toho, but it was kind of like they were investigators or reporters or whatever. Never
Ultra
saw it.
Q?
No, it's kind of like that, but it was like this, it was later on, it was like 70s, maybe early 80s. But anyway, they have to go around and investigate these weird things that are happening. One of them was like this guy was making these robot dolls that were killing people.
Oh.
Another one was this magician, I believe. It was just so weird. Huh. But it ended up being like a human was always behind it, even though it was these outlandish ways that they were achieving these murders or whatever they were doing. It was such a weird.
Wow.
And it was called like something, some kind of unit that investigated this stuff.
The X-Files is what it was called.
It was kind of. But it was before that. It was like, it was so weird.
All right, Professor Feather, you got another one?
What? Huh?
You got another one?
Another what?
Another favorite episode, movie, whatever?
Nah, man, I'm done.
You're out?
I don't have any more. I'm done.
I thought you had a long list.
I did, but it's gone. I'm out. I'm done. Move on. I'll go later.
Dr. Tarr?
Oh, I just went. Okay, whatever.
All right. I'll go.
Okay.
And we can wrap it up here if you want to. That's fine. Love, Death, and Robots.
Oh, yeah.
Good series.
Those are fun. Those are fun.
I like them.
I liked how we did it too, that we went episode by episode and in the order that the episodes were done, because we then determined that the order that they were shown was deliberate. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like in like that.
Yeah, it's a fantastic series. Especially that one season, I don't know if it was season 2 or 3 that had the story of the boat and the crab, giant crab that was controlling. Yeah. And they had the one with the siren.
The siren is the one.
Like season 3, yeah. Maybe or 2.
It was the conquistador, because he was deaf.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. And I played those two episodes for a friend of mine who had never seen the series. And he was just blown away at how good it was. I go, yeah, these are amazing. Yeah.
I enjoyed the Christmas one where they go down, they left milk and cookies out for Santa, and they wait for him to come down the chimney. Santa. It's that, it's that robot thing, and it's.
I got a couple more I could mention if we got time. If we're ready to wrap up, we can get out of here too. So I don't want to plug it up, but just a couple that stand out to me is Troll 2.
That was fun.
Troll 2. Yes, I still want to get it. I still have the guy's phone number on my phone.
Right.
It's like, I want to get him on the show. I'll throw out Octoman while we're in the trash as well. I thought Octoman was a lot of garbagey fun. Roger Corman. And then one that was the Shaw Brothers, Supra Inframan. which is just terrific fun. And oh, the last one I thought...
Super Inframan, that's the one that was like the Sid and Marty Krofft of Japanese films.
So what they look like,
It looked like, it looked like, very much so. Right.
The like Red Beetle guy.
Ultraman, like... kind of, very tokusatsu, very like Kamen Rider kind of thing, like an Ultraman kind of ripoff. And then the last one, which I actually really, really like, and I think we talked about quite a bit, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
Oh, that was
excellent.
Feather brought that one to us.
Yeah, very good. Very stylish.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. And there's some of those shots that are just sumptuous. Like,
and a very different take for a vampire. Yes.
Yeah.
Just
wonderful movie.
It's funny because I found out that's like shot in California or something like that. It's not actually, it's supposed to be, you know, what, Iran? A Girl Walks Home at Night. That's it's a really good one. Does anybody else have any they want to throw in there?
No, I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. It's done.
It's done. I have, and just, really enjoyed and sometimes challenged but to watch a lot of the stuff that we've watched, and I would not have watched a lot of these movies without you guys, so I just want to thank you just for this time that we get to share together. It is just it's always fun, and whether the movie is garbage or not, when we talk about it, it becomes irrelevant, you know.
Right. Yeah, the conversation is often better than the movie. Not often, but, you know, like, there are
sure.
times.
Oh, no.
Shows and stuff.
Enough.
Enough. all right. So I guess we're out of here then.
Yeah, you guys want to watch me take a dump? Say!
Been listening to
InsaneRadio@gmail.com, InsaneRadio.com. Insane Radio is on Facebook, TarnFeather.com, Tarn Feather Psycho Cinema is on Facebook, Tarn Feather Psycho Cinema is on YouTube.
Heavy Metal Horror on podcast. Heavy Metal Horror on Facebooks and Montag Lewis at Instagram. WeFreaks, WeFreekz, family friendly webcomic on Facebooks.
RIP Jack Nicholson. Not just practicing.
I like that.